punished it, the British government intend to introduce a requirement for EU citizens who are not Irish citizens to apply for travel clearance while crossing the border on this island. It's actually bizarre that I'm even saying that. It's so disgraceful. It's such a shameful measure. It threatens the livelihoods and particularly the tourism sector in my own region of the North West. It placed massive stress on residents here in this state from other EU countries. It undermines the Good Friday Agreement and the common travel area. And Ireland once again forces the prospect of the collateral damage of a Tory government in Westminster that doesn't give a damn about Ireland. And it's so divorced from the reality of life on the border that it could even countenance such a measure like this. So can I ask you, what action is your government going to take to make it absolutely clear to the British government that this is not on?
Thank you, Deputy Tánaiste.
Yeah, thanks, thanks, Deputy. We're certainly going to communicate to our UK counterparts our concerns and our objections to this measure. Unfortunately, it doesn't come as a huge surprise. If you recall, part of the argument in favour of Brexit was about controlling their borders and also about reducing and stopping immigration from the European Union. And this is part of the outworking of that. It may be the case that some people who voted for Brexit didn't realise that, but it is part of the outworking of Brexit that the United Kingdom is going to harden its borders and is going to reduce immigration, including from the European Union. Ending free movement was a big part of the argument that they made. But we'll absolutely be making our views known.